أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوي، واتقون يا أولي الباب، وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محلة، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية صيام أو صدقة، أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته، ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. After that, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are to verse 196 of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, of which today we are going to proceed further to verse 197. Which is given more detailed explanations regarding the issue of pilgrimage. The issue of the pilgrimage. In the previous session, we discussed on the differences between the major one and the minor one. And hence we are going to go into the exegesis of verse 197. As God the Almighty mentioned, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat. The pilgrimage. Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Are in familiar months. The pilgrimage. Are in. The well-known month. When the pilgrimage is to be performed in the month that are well known. Al-Hajj Ashhurun Ma'lumat. The pilgrimage is in well known month. Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage, Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Is of well-known month. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّةِ Whoever obliged the pilgrimage in them. So whoever, so whosoever intend to perform the pilgrimage in them. فَلَا رَفَثَ So there is no sexual relation. وَلَا فُسُوقَ And there is no immorality. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ And there should not be argument in the pilgrimage. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ And whatever you will commit, whatever you will commit of goodness, يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ God knows about it. وَتَزَوَّدُوا And take provisions. وَتَزَوَّدُوا And take provisions. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى For the best of the provisions is piety. Is التَّقْوَى, the piety, the righteousness. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ And be scared of me and fear me. All the people of senses, all the people of understanding. So God is mentioning Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat The pilgrimage is a well-known month It is to be performed The time for the pilgrimage The period of the pilgrimage is already known Ashhurun Ma'lumat A well-known month That is the 10, the 11 and the 12 month شوال ذو القعدة ذو الحج شوال ذو القعدة ذو الحج شوال ذو القعدة ذو الحجة This are the months that whosoever intends whoever intend for Hajj for the pilgrimage shall go in this 3 months Either in the month of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, or in the Dhul Hajj. That is the opinion of Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah. As for Imam Shafi'i, he considered Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, And the nine days of Dhul-Hijjah. And explicitly, Imam Shafi'i considered the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah as the duration of Hajj, while differentiating between the duration for the Umrah, because the remaining entire month are for the minor pilgrimage, but for the major pilgrimage he differentiated. And likewise Imam Malik, he counts Dhul-Hijjah, the entire Dhul-Hijjah. For some of the righteous preachers, they just consider the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah as the days included for the Hajj. No, the day of Arafah is on the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah, the 12th month. So as God mentioned, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, the pilgrimage is of familiar month. It's in well-known month. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّةِ So whosoever obliged the Hajj, the pilgrimage, in them, mean whoever possesses the ability to Hajj, ability to pilgrimage, ability to perform the pilgrimage, mean the person possesses the financial power, the health standard, and time availability. Time standard. So that's the person that farada fihinna al-hajj. So whoever intends to perform the pilgrimage in those months, the 10, the 12, the 10, the 11, and the 12 months, that is according to the lunar calculation, the lunar calendar, like in the Hijri calculation. Shawwal, Dhu-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijj. So whoever intends to perform the pilgrimage in this month, فَلَا رَفَثَ. So there shouldn't be any sexual relation within the duration of the pilgrimage. God says there is no, there shouldn't be sexual intercourse. Even if you go for the pilgrimage together with your wife during the time of the devotion, during the time of the direct invite, during the time of the pilgrimage, there shouldn't be sexual intercourse, meaning until after you accomplish the pilgrimage, then you have the chance, for example, for sexual intercourse. But other relationships, for example, that are beside, or that, that are not sexual intercourse, are well approved. So God made some exceptions. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّةِ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالِ فِي الْحَجِّ. So there shouldn't be sexual intercourse, neither immorality, no dispute, no argument. There shouldn't be argument. That's why you see during the pilgrimage, you would consider that condition, the situation, the place of the most peaceful location. Hardly you would see quarreling, dispute, argument, fighting. Hardly you would see during the pilgrimage. Because it is a rule that God designed that there shouldn't be sexuality, no immorality, no quarreling, nor this book. So this is the darud. This darud. So you see us, the location of the pilgrimage is a public location, public gathering from different nook and cranny of the globe, as how God mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, you know, there is a chapter dedicated for the pilgrimage, Surah Al-Hajj. God mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. God command Abraham alayhi salam. God commanded Prophet Abraham to make a call in humanity, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, and make a call in humans. يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتينا من كل فج عميق. وأذن في الناس. God commanded Abraham. وأذن في الناس. Also call into humanity. Make an announcement. Announce to the humanity. Announce to the humanity about pilgrimage. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. They would arrive to you. They would come while walking on their feet. وَعَلَى كُلِّ دَامِرٍ, and on top any transportation medium. يأتينا من كل فج عميق. They would be coming. They would be arriving. من كل فج عميق. From any deeper valley, from any distance location. ليشهدوا منافع لهم. For them to witness that which is of their benefit, that which is beneficial to them. يَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And for them to shout out the name of God, to call the name of God, فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, in the well-known days. And that's the reason why Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah consider the months that I mentioned here as the ayyam, because in Surah Al-Hajj, God specified. أشهر معلومات بمعنى أيام معلومات, that we mention in Surah Al-Hajj. So you need to correlate in order to get the proper interpretation, and that's why Mushaf he said أيام بمعنى أشهر معلومات بمعنى أيام معلومات. For God mentioned, يَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, for them to witness that which is of their benefit. That is of their benefit. That which is beneficial to them. وَيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, and for them to mention the name of God in specific number of days, in specific days, in the well-known days. وَأَذِنْ فِي النَّاسِ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا, وَأَذِنْ فِي النَّاسِ فِي الْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمَ الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ ثُمَّ لِيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلِيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلِيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. That is for the one that respects the limits of God. What are the limits? فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. These are part of the limits. no sexuality, no immorality, and no argument within the period of the pilgrimage. These are part of the limit. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ حَرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ إِنَّ رَبِّي. That is the first part of course. The side of his kira'ada. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ حَرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ إِنَّ رَبِّي. وَاجْتَنِبُوا رِجْزَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. So the Surah Al-Hajj, the chapter that talks about the pilgrimage, has elaborated all those matters, all those factors related to the pilgrimage. When we get to the explanation, to the exegesis of Surah Al-Hajj, in the upcoming years, Tafsir, you would broadly discuss on those matters. Besides, we had so many sessions while discussing about Al-Hajj wal-Umrah, from the sessions of Al-Fiqh, from the sessions of Hadith, and other sessions. So going back to the man, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Whatsoever you would commit to, whatever you would perform of goodness, of righteousness, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. God knows about it. Anything of goodness you are to commit to during the time of the pilgrimage, God knows about it. What is a word? And take prohibition. If you are going for pilgrimage, don't go there bare-handed. You need to take some prohibitions. You need to have something in your pocket, something in your bag. You require some financial backup. Have some currency with you. If possible, have some certain stocks or cryptos, you know, for you may end up arriving for the pilgrimage to discover something that you desire, or to find someone that is in need of support. So take provisions. What God mentioned, which is already for inna khayra zadi taqwa, and the best of the provisions that you would take, the best of the provisions is the fighting. The fear of God is the best of the provisions. If you fear God, if you have the fear of God, during the procession of the pilgrimage, that's the best of conduct. For by God mentioned, وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, and fear me, meaning you should be scared of me, you should be scared of God, fear God, or the full of senses, or the full of understanding. You should fear God in all the processions. Don't maneuver whatsoever is included in the pilgrimage. Do it perfectly, accurately, precisely, and never cheat. Never manipulate anything. And do not cross the boundaries, the limits of God. As God said a rule that there shouldn't be sexuality, there shouldn't be immorality, there shouldn't be any disgrace. Suppose you had a quagmire with another person, with someone for quite long, or in the past. In the past, you had an error. a complaint, or a dispute, or problem, or a fight with one personality, or with some people, or with some certain tribes, or ethnic groups, and mistakenly, you meet, there in the pilgrimage, so there shouldn't be any fight, and there shouldn't be any crisis, there shouldn't be any conflict, there shouldn't be any dispute. So this is the literal translation of the verse, that's 197. The pilgrimage is of well-known monks. Whoever acknowledged the pilgrimage in them, so there shouldn't be immorality. There shouldn't be sexuality. There shouldn't be immorality. Wala fusuq. There shouldn't be immorality. Wala jidal. And there shouldn't be dispute. There shouldn't be argument. There shouldn't be conflict. There shouldn't be quarrel. Fil hajj. In the pilgrimage. In the sanctuary. So whatever you commit of goodness, whatsoever you perform of goodness, God knows about it. Don't be confused of the population, you see, the number of the humans, to think that your actions are not valid, to even think that God is not aware of you. Because some of the people, they get confused when they see the population, they are in pilgrimage. They think that their actions has no any significance. We do the numerous numbers of the pilgrims, their witnesses. They would be even having some doubt. Is God able to know that I'm here or I'm performing the pilgrimage? So don't get confused. Whatsoever you commit, whatsoever you perform of good action, God knows about it. What is a word, and take provisions. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. For because the best of the provisions is the piety, the righteousness. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And fear me, have the fear of me, be scared of me. That's what God mentioned. Ya ulil albab, or the full of senses, or the full of understanding. So let us have some grammatical analysis and diagnosis to this particular verse. Verse 197. We heard about the literal translation of the verse. Let us do some grammatical analysis in order to obscure, in order to uncover the deeper meaning within the sentences. In order to discover or uncover the lessons, the exact meanings behind the sentences. If we look towards the vocabulary building that are included in the verse, we'll see most of the words were repeated somewhere else. There were some other verses that mention about the sweat. For example, take At-Taqwa. At-Taqwa is mentioned several times in several verses. If you take Al-Jidal, likewise. Al-Lubbu. Al-Bab. Ulul Al-Bab is mentioned in other verses. Al-Hajj is mentioned several. Al-Shuhur, Al-Shahr, Al-Ashhur is also mentioned. It's one of the most uncommon word that was mentioned in the verse is Al-Ghafathu and Al-Fusuq. Al-Ghafathu bimana Sajjuali. Sexual relation. That is within the time of the pilgrimage. They shouldn't be that. For example. You might be going together with your wife. You might be approaching other women during the pilgrimage. So they shouldn't be that. You are even lucky that you did not witness the medieval time during the Jahiliyyah. The pilgrimage is of different mode. Allahu Musta'an. And the word Al-Fusuq, immorality. Grammatically, this word is referred to so many conditions. There is even an animal that is then described as Al-Fuwaisika, Al-Fuwaisik, like the rodent, the gecko, the rat, sometimes referred to Al-Fuwaisik, Al-Fuwaisika, from the word Al-Fusuq, give it a tasdeeq. So this is immoral, because they evict out of their limit. They're supposed to stay in the halls, inside the wall. But they used to cross the limit. Anything of crossing limit, bridging the boundaries, is considered as Al-Fusuq. So if you be quick, if you evict, if you cross the law of the land, you are no more a moral person, but rather an immoral person. So that is Al-Fusuq. How do you get it? So likewise, during the pilgrimage, you must to stay within the low boundary. Let's go to the analysis. Let's do some analysis to the sentences. God mentioned Al-Hajj Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage. Ashhurun Ma'lumat, a well-known month. So Al-Hajj Ashhurun, Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage. That is Mubtada. That is the subject. The subject in the sentence. Ashhur. The word Ashhur. Well month. Well known month. Is the khabar. Is the object. Is the object in the statement. Ma'lumat. Well known. This is a sifa, this is an adjective. This is an adjective to the noun, an adjective to the month. How do you get it? with his ani adet. Al-Hajj is the subject. Ashhur is the object. Ma'lumat is the adjective. Have you got it? So this is indicating that. The statement, the sentence is a simple sentence. How you get it? هم فرض فيهن الحج. That fa'un that came. The fa'un that came from فرض. That fa'un is not fa'un عاطفة. It's not عطفية. It is فاول فصيحة. Usually we insert this kind of فاول in case of logical statement for eloquency, for the sake of wisdom. How we get? So any logical statement requires this kind of alphabet, this kind of modulations. Tarfaun is for al-fasiha. It's for logic, it's for eloquency. Because it came in the form of answer. God mentioned a simple sentence. Al-Hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. But there would be some conditions. So an answer would be given while elaborating some conditions related to the previous statement. فَمَنْ مَنْ دَكَمْ مَنْ مَنْ فَرَضَ فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فَمَنْ فَرَضَ. Ask to the one, to the one. Where is to the one? Where is to the one? The one is the noun in the clause, in the sentence. The one, that is the noun. How you get it? Which is a conditional noun. Which is a definite one. Which function as another subject. So the one would be the subject of this sentence. Farada. Farada is fi'lu madi, but it's the tense of the condition. It's a conditional tense. Farada is fi'lu madi, it's past tense. That is the conditional tense. And the subject in the phrase would be a pronoun. For much clearance. فَعِلْهُ دَمِيرٌ مُسْتَتِكٌ تَنْدِيرُهُ هُوَ. Mean the one that applies, the one that intends. So there is another subject that is obscure within the conditional tense. Farada. He applies. Have you got it? It is not mentioned who are farada. أو الذي فرض but فرض فمن فرض فمن هو فرض. There is no بلاغة inside. So what God maintained the بلاغة. He mentioned فمن فرض فيهن الحج. And likewise in terms of conversation, when you say ومن هو فرض فمن الذي فرض It seems that it gives sense, but there is no valaba in the sentence. So to make it more eloquent, you just have to shorten it in form of slang. فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ Whereas to the one that obliged, whereas to the one that obliged, فِيهِنَّ in them, أي معنى فيهن that pronoun is هن that is هن هن and هن the same في is حرف جر so it is الجر والمجرور complement and complementation which are related to the conditional tense whoever of land in them الحج the pilgrimage is the object in the phrase is the مفعول به how you get it so فلا رفث فلا رفث so they shouldn't be sexuality That fa'un that came. Is fa'u rabitatu lil zawad. Fa'un rabita. This is an alphabet for entitlement. How you get it? You know, there is rabitatu al-alam al-islam. I'm talking about fa'u rabita. This is another term in ilmun nahu. So that fa'un It differs with the previous fa'ul. The previous one is fa'ul fasiha. While this one is for entitlement to tie, to tie the sentence in a different mode in order to give an answer. And that's the reason why we consider it as fa'ul rabitatu للجواب. So there shouldn't be immorality. لا رفث. Then لام that came. The لام that came. No. Shouldn't. They shouldn't. It is لام النافية. Is objectional lamun that shows objection. They shouldn't. It shouldn't. We shouldn't. They shouldn't. How you get it? So that lamun is lamun nafiya. Which type of nafi? It's nafi lil jins. That is nafiyatul lil jins. Any sort of sexuality. Have you got it? In that particular period, it's not accepted. During the pilgrimage. That's the reason why lamun nafiya is utilized. So any type of sexuality. Like for example, al-istimna is not accepted. It can be in such category. How you get anything that can be categorized or can be identified as al-ghafafu is included in the objection. How you get So as we know, lamun, al-lamun, من علم النحو is حرف نفي حرف نصب ونفي هذا جاري نحن هذا level that's why it must be recited فلا رفث with فتح فَلَا رَفَثِ فَلَا رَفَثُ It doesn't give sense. Because that lamb influences the tense, influences the upcoming word. Because that lamb is harfu nafi. Also, it functions as harfu nasbi. Have you got it? So rafat, fala rafat. There shouldn't be immorality. The immorality that was mentioned is the noun. Have you got it? It's a noun to they should. It's a noun to know. Have you got it? Meaning it is ismullah. Wala fusuqa. And they shouldn't be immorality. They shouldn't be sexuality and they shouldn't be immorality. That wawun that can is conjunction. And is conjunction. So this is conjunction to the previous statement. Then it is apa. It is conjunction to فَلَا رَفَثَ فُسُوقَ immorality. It's also اسم لا. Hope you get it. This is the noun also. Immorality is a noun similar to sexuality. Hope you get it. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجْ And there is no dispute. There shouldn't be dispute in the sanctuary. Al-Hajj that is mentioned here is not the same with the Al-Hajj that was mentioned in the first sentence. Fil-Hajj, this is referring to sanctuary. This is referring to the period. The time of the pilgrimage, the place of the pilgrimage. While Al-Hajj Ashhar al-Ma'lumat is referring to the devotion, the devotional act, and in the pilgrimage. Have you got it? So, وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ And there is no, and there shouldn't be dispute in the sanctuary. In the sanctuary. And there shouldn't be dispute in the period of the pilgrimage. So and that come, that wawun, and that come is a conjunction. Is a conjunction to the previous sentence, to the previous statement. وَلَا فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ It is conjunction. Have you get it? لَا جِدَالَ That lamb is also Dafiyatul lil-jins, any sort of argument, any kind of conflict, any kind of problem, any kind of fight, any kind of argument, any kind of quarreling is not accepted. And that's why it has to be having, it must be having nasba. It has nasba, jidala. Not jidali or jidali, jidala. فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال instead of فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال instead of فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال if you read this way this is not Arabic because of those articles like lam Harfu nafi. It must be having nasba. Hope you get it. Must have fatha, fatha, fatha. Wala rafatha. Wala fusuqa. Wala jidala. Fil hajj. In the pilgrimage. So, لا جدال. No, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be dispute. Dispute that is mentioned is a noun. It's اسم لا منصوبة. حرف جالي. في اسم حرف جر. الحج is اسم مجرور بـ that is الجار والمجرور. It's complement and complementation. It's complementing the conjunctional statement. Have you got it? But this conjunctional sentence that has complement requires an object to give more sense. فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. They shouldn't be. So they shouldn't be sexuality. They shouldn't be immorality. And they shouldn't be dispute in the sanctuary. It gives sense, but to give more sense, it requires an object, as the conjunctional statement possesses a noun, has possesses noun. It should have an object. Have you got it? As I mentioned, Rafa is ismu la. فسوق اسم له جدال اسم له. So why not we should have خبر له. This is grammatically what let's move together. Let's move further. You will get to understand. There is no any depth in God's grammar. Allah musta'an. But because this is a noun sentence, and in the position of a definitive statement, a definitive statement to the answer of the condition. So the answer would serve as the, or would function as the object. How do you get it? So this is also indicating the eloquence within the sentence. No need of attaching an object for it to give complete sense. But because it is jumlatul ismiya, a noun sentence. How do you get it? And in the form of an answer to conditional sentence. So the condition would be the object. The sentence that would define the condition would be the object. So the object lies within the condition, because it is a conditional answer. How do you get it? For the object is there in the condition. The one. Meaning? So they shouldn't be sexuality. And they shouldn't be immorality. And they shouldn't be dispute in the sanctuary to the one that intends for the pilgrimage. Hope you get it. So this is the khabr. Hope you get it. For because man is already mentioned, tamam farada. So no need of repetition. So God maintains the balagha. Allahu musta'an. Kitabullahi mu'jaz. A normal conversation, usually you would see this kind of repetition. If it is me or you may end up repeating the man. فمن فرد فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق بمعنى فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج لمن فرد فيهن الحج. So as you know the condition, no leader, repeating the pronoun which would serve as an object. So ما تفعل من خير وما that woman that come is استعنافية for proceeding, for preceding. Just as preceding from the previous statement. ما that come. What? It's a conditional noun. It's a conditional noun that is very definite. It's a conditional noun which is definite. And that would have influence to make nasba to imply nasba to object to maf'ul bihi. تفعل من خير تفعل من خير وما and what you would commit to, you would offer, you would perform. تفعل تفعل, you know, normally it is فعل المضارع present continuous tense. What it is? A conditional tense. Because it is elaborating a condition. It is entitled, which is a definite. And what showcases its definition is the removal of noon. وَمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. This is how it's supposed to be, for example. So removing the noon, وَمَا تَفْعَلُ, it is indicating a definition. مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. مِنْ is حَرْفُ جَرْمٍ. It is الْجَرْ وَالْمَجْرُورُ. Complement and complementation. يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. God knows about it. يَعْلَمُهُ is فعل مضارع. What is it? An answer to that condition. It's an answer to that condition. يَعْلَمُهُ. That how, that who that is mentioned is the object. That he, pronoun he, يَعْلَمُهُ, he knows. God knows about it. So that هَاءٌ is the مفعول به, is the object. يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Allah, that is mentioned, the Almighty, God. God knows about it. So God, here grammatically, is fa'il. It's the subject. How do you get it? That ha'un, ya'alamu, is the pronoun of God. So, theologically, we could say that there is no problem if you consider God pronoun as object. The scholars of theology can give an excuse for you, but if a noun, God's noun or a name of God, is utilized in a sentence in form of maf'ul bihi, you cannot consider that theologically to say Allah maf'ul bihi. How we get it? And here God make it easy to solve that problem. God utilized a pronoun. and also a noun. The name Allah is Fa'il, Ya'lamuhu Allah. God knows about it. So there is who that Ha'un, he knows. That he is a pronoun to God. What is in the condition of maf'ulun bihi, an object. Hope you get it. But Allah who is fa'il. So there is no problem if you will not have problem with the ulama of aqidah, theology. Hope you get it. So, but in but other way, you cannot just say God is maf'ulun bihi. Allahu musta'an. So take note of this. يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَتَزَوَّدُهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That waw in that ta. The waw in that ta is an isti'nafiyya for preceding. تَزَوَّد. It's فِيلُ عَمْرٍ. A tense for command. It's like God is commanding you to do something, to take pre-com, to take provisions, which is built upon an erased nun, a deleted nun. وَتَزَوَّدُونَ وَتَزَوَّدْنَا وَتَزَوَّدُونَ. How do we get it? So what if it is mentioned? وَتَزَوَّدُ. And take provisions behind, and take provisions behind, there is a condition. So that's the reason why the nulun is erased. What is a waduna? Nulun is removed. So, and the wawun has a wadu. Is the subject. And you should take provision. You. Is the subject in the praise. Have you got it? فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. فَإِنَّ that fa'ul that come is not fa'ul fasiha. It's not fa'ul rabitatu lil-jawab. But a fa'ul that we termed as ta'liliyya. Fa'ul ta'liliyya. It's fa'u ta'aliliyya. That is showing, indicating a defect. Meaning, even if you take provisions, this is not the solution. This is not the only solution. This is not the point of the matter. But the point of the matter is for you to take provision of piety, to be righteous. If you are righteous during pilgrimage, then that would be better for you. Even if you are the most wealthy person, you are the one having the highest net worth. If you go for the pilgrimage, that will not benefit you. That will not make you to be better than everyone in terms of pilgrimage. That's why you would see. Everyone would be positioned in the same way. There would be taswiyah. The uniform of the pilgrimage is the same. What would differentiate you is the at-taqwa. How do you get it? For God mentioned in one of the particular verse also, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتَقَوَكُمْ. The most honorable amongst you in the sight of God is the most pious. أَتَقَوَكُمْ, the most pious among you. The most pious person among you is that person that is most honorable in the sight of God. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتَقَاكُمْ. So God utilized فَأُ التَّعْلِيِّيَّة. After the command. What is the word? God is the one that recommend you to take provision. What you should know. God is? Shall we? A defense. Giving admonishment at the same time. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. For because the vest of the provisions is fighting. That فَاُنْ فَاُ التَّعْلِيلِيَّةِ. The فَاُنْ that is utilized in order to indicate a defect, a weakness. Have you got it? Weakness to the provisions. Because that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is for you to have the piety, to be righteous during the pilgrimage. Hope you get it. In the sanctuary, your president, your governor, your ministers, your representatives, any person that is considered as a honorable person, in the sanctuary, he would be the same with the person that sells bin cake in the town. The person that sells akara. How you get? What will make them to be different is that if one adopt taqwa fight, how you get it? As far as such person that sells bin cake. Or the person that is a sweeper, the person that sweeps your floor, it would be the same with the person in the pilgrimage. Unless if you have taqwa, then the person. And likewise in the qiyamah. Because the condition of the pilgrimage is quite an example of the condition in the qiyamah. Where everyone would be the same, but some few factors differentiate between the humans. So on day of Qiyamah, your actions, your good deeds, are the ones to differentiate you with other humans. Being you a honorable, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to God. What matters to God is your piety, your taqwa. Are you righteous? Or not. Are you a moral person or not? If you are corrupt, that is a problem. How do you get it? So what matters is the piety. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. That found is throughout Ta'aliliyyah. In that car, we usually discuss about in the previous Ramadan and in several sessions. That in is harfun mushabbahun bil fi'l. It's an alphabet, it's an article that is similar to a tense. For because the vest provision is the piety. So in that car, for because if in can be referred to because and can be referred to if it can be referred to a preposition. Hope you get based on how it is formulated in a sentence. Usually, if it's an article, it's an alphabet that is similar to a tense. If because, so all this. خير الزاد خير الزاد vest provision So khayra is ismu in mansuba. Azadi is mudafun ilay. So khayra vest is noun. For because the vest, the vest is the noun in the place. Azadu is just an attachment to the noun. Hope you get it. It's mudafun ilay. At-taqwa, the piety. So it is, at-taqwa would be khabru in. That is, taqwi. Hope you get it. The maximum you would pronounce is taqwi. You cannot say taqwiya or taqwiyu. The maximum you would pronounce is taqwi. Hope you get it. And that's why you see the modern, the lahja in the qira'at. How you get? Because it is خبر in فإن خير الزادي التقوى object to the article in. So this phrase we would say that لا محل له من الإعراب has no any position grammatical. Even if it is not mentioned, the information is fulfilled. For God already mentioned Fatazawwadu, and take provision. So if you are a sensible person, you would know that one of the provisions that you would take is the taqwa. The piousness, piety, righteousness, you would be righteous. But for God to define, to show a defect in any form of provision, besides piety, he established this kind of sentence. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ and be scared of me. And hear me. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ or you the people of senses. So God mentioned وَاتَّقُونِ that one is عَاطِفَة. It's a conjunctional wow, and ittaquni, fear me. That is filu amr, it stands for command. And it can be built without mentioning the noon. If you delete the noon, what taqu, ya uli albab, it gives sense, but it's indicating another condition. But the condition is over. So that's the reason why the noon is not deleted. وَاتَّقُونُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ to indicate that there is no more condition. Everything was elaborated. Alien. How do you get it? So, وَاتَّقُونُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ this is a close, a final close in the sentence. How do you get it? In the verse. وَاتَّقُونِ and fear me. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ and the wow. وَاتَّقُونِ that wawun is the subject. The reason why the noon come is for avoidance, what we call al-wikaya. وَالنُونُ لِلْوِكَايَ oh, وَالنُونُ لِلْوِكَايَ how you get it? يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ oh, the people of senses. That ya is adatu nida, an article for making call. Uharufu nida, alphabet of a call. Have you get? Ya ul albab, and in terms of conversation, it is for second person. The second person, conversation. In terms of conversation, the second is for second person. Ya ulil albab, or you the full of senses. Ya ulil albab, it is adatun nida, an article for a call. Ulil albab is the munada. Is it munada nakira? Or in form of mudad? It is attachment. Ya ulil albab. But it is in the form of Nasba. Where would sit in the case of ilmu nahu? Would sit? Who would be saying that? It is munada mudaf. وعلامة نصبه الياء. Because we would consider it as مفعول به منصوب. علامة نصبه الياء. يا أولي الباء. أولي الباء. The reason why, because it is attached with jam'u muzakkar al-sali, a plural form of a free masculine pronoun, a free plural form of masculine pronoun is attached to the al-bab. How do you get it? So, wal-al-bab is the mudafil ilay. Uli is the mudaf. Al-bab mudafil ilay. So this particular clause, this particular clause, it is closed. This particular clause is closed. Because it is a conjunctional statement to the sentence of وَتَزَوَّدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. So if we review the ayah, due to the time limitation, we would see that there was some kind of repetition in some of the sentences. وَتَزَوَّدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. And you would see there are some warnings within the statement, of which if you analyze, you will see that the warnings are based upon some conditions. And the repetition that comes, what is the word of inna khayra zadi taqwa, is indicating an emphasis that the saying of one of the poets, فَلَا تَذْكُرَاهُ الْحَادِبِيَّةُ إِنَّهُ متى تذكراه الحاجبية يحزن متى تذكراه الحاجبية يحزن. The poet mentioned, it was an example to the mode of expression in the past. فلا تذكراه الحاجبية إنه متى تذكراه الحاجبية يحزن. He said فلا تذكراه الحاجبية, the bodyguards should not remind him. فَإِنَّهُ مَتَى تَذْكُرَاهُ الْحَاجِبِيَّةِ. For him, whenever the bodyguards remind him, يَحْزَنُ, he became angry. He became angry. So what's the purpose of repetition? فَلَا تَذْكُرَاهُ الْحَاجِبِيَّةُ مَتَى تَذْكُرَاهُ يَحْزَنُ. This is simple, it can be. So what's the purpose of repeating the hajibiyya? Like, وَتَزَوَّدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. How do you get it? So in order to show that emphasis and to show a defect in the first command, in the first tense, how do you get it? وَلَا تَذْكُرَاهُ الْحَاجِبِيَّةِ. The bodyguard should not remind him. فإنه متى تذكره الحاجبية يحزن. So also we can see kind of synonymous expression. There are some descriptions within the sentences in the verse and other punctuations and points of eloquence. There is تشبيه الوليد in the verse. Like where God describe piety at taqwa bimana azad. What is God of inna khayr azad at taqwa? God describe, consider a taqwa like a prohibition. Hope you get. So, due to time limitation, inshallah, we are going to have a full stop here and we'll proceed further in the upcoming session. Whatsoever we discuss within this few points of hours, within this few points and few minutes of hours, we ask what the Almighty to reward us in that. And the upcoming session, we would begin with the tafsir, the exegesis. Know the more minutes, the information, the full package behind this verse. And whatsoever that interferes within our discussion, we ask God the Almighty to take it away from our deeds. Whatsoever that interferes of any filthy statement or erotic mention. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته رمضان رحمة من الله.